This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Keith, VK50Q, with some news from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Over the past few months, a new 70cm repeater has been prepared and put on air with the call sign VK5RLZ. The current location is a temporary one in Elizabeth, using a single dipole antenna at about 6 metres from the ground. Coverage is not expected to be as wide as we would like, putting it mildly. Plans are in place to use the original antenna on the water tower, with coax cable run down to ground floor level, where two racks are installed to hold one or more repeaters and beacons. The output frequency of the repeater is 438.150 MHz with a negative offset of 7 MHz. A 91.5 Hz tone, CTCSS tone, is required for access. The next meeting of the club is on Tuesday, the 7th of October, starting at 7:30 p.m. Meetings are held at the Elizabeth Parks Scout Group Hall, Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Vale. This is Keith, VK50Q, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Firstly, a follow-up on last week's news about our planned Horus 65 high-altitude balloon flight. Unfortunately, the flight failed to launch at the very last minute when a severe gust of wind broke the balloon away from the payloads whilst they were still on the ground. We were very disappointed that we lost the chance to fly that crossband repeater last week, and we wish to thank everybody who turned out hoping to take part. The crew, however, won't be deterred, and we will plan another attempt later in the year. Next, we have some news about the AREG Radio and Electronics Sale 2025. Planning is now well underway for this year's event, which will be held on Sunday, October the 26th, at the Dogs SA David Roche Park Showgrounds in Kilburn. Gates will open at 10 a.m. for buyers and 9:30 a.m. for sellers. Most importantly, seller site registrations are now open. Head over to the AREG website, www.areg.org.au, for details, and email your request in for either a car or a car plus trailer site. All SA clubs are also invited to come along and set up a table promoting their activities. We can confirm we also have two interstate retailers planning to make the trip to SA. Details of those are available on our website. So make sure you have Sunday the 26th of October in your diaries, as it should be a great day out. We hope to see you there. Finally, for this week, a reminder that over the October long weekend, AREG will be active in the 82nd Oceania DX contest with a major multi-multi operator station. This is the premier HFDX contest for the Oceania region each year and runs on Saturday, October the 4th from 3:30 p.m. till Sunday, October the 5th, 3:30 p.m. We are also pleased to announce that our October General Meeting will feature a presentation by Steve, VK5SFA, who will show us how to get involved with 70cm digital ATV, or amateur television. Steve will also bring along some of the equipment to show what is needed to get started in DATV, including some information on how normal TV sets can actually tune in DATV, in some cases on 445. So that's all from us this week. Till we speak again, 73s from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Unfortunately, we seem to be in a period of increasing cases of COVID and the flu, not to mention RSV, at a time when most of our clubs are mostly populated with senior citizens. We need to be more aware than ever about the risks that these lung problems can cause for us seniors. Unfortunately for him, Our new club president, Nick BK5 November Juliet Sierra, has been struck down with a decent dose of the flu. Being the selfless and considerate bloke that he is, he stayed at home last week and did not attend either the Thursday coffee morning or the business meeting last Friday night. Nick was very conscious of the problems that his attendance may have caused, and for that we must thank him. It is all the more praiseworthy as the business meeting would have been the first official engagement that he would have performed since being elected at our AGM, and I know that he was looking forward to being there. It's a pity that not all of us are this responsible and caring for the well-being of others. We hope that Nick is now on the mend, and we look forward to having him chair our next business meeting in his normally healthy state. It seems like years ago that our group took part in a field day, and at last Friday's meeting we asked if there was any interest in getting back into participating. Over the years our group has done very well in field day events and many contests as well, and we wonder if there is any interest in getting back into it. Maybe not with the intention of winning so much as being involved in a more laid back and social exercise. In the past, there's been a lot of setup and packing up involved, as meant the main focus was on microwave bands, and perhaps if it was kept a bit more simple, it may be a bit more interesting. As this topic was discussed last Friday night, it will be interesting to hear what, if any, interest there might be. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, there's heaps of great activities during this coming week at the North East Radio Club. As usual, there's the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesday morning. So come along for a chat and a brew or two. And the F Troop Net is on at 5 p.m. on Friday on the Link Repeater Network. And last Friday's F Troop Net was conducted very well by Gary, VK5SIX. And there were about 15 stations that called in. That was a great net, Gary. Thanks for conducting it. And on next Saturday, the 27th of September, at the Modbury West Community Hall, we will be having our meeting at 2:30 p.m. And it will be the High Frequency Day, when you're invited to bring along a transmitter and associated gear and operate portable at the club. And there will be the ever-popular sausage sizzle, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Now this is a new activity that we're trying out, so come along and join in the fun. And then on the very next day, Sunday the 28th of September, there will be another in the monthly amateur technical segment lectures. And this time the subject will be the development of fibre optics. So tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday the 28th of September. And afterwards, come up on the callback following the lecture. It will be great to get your comments or questions. Well, that's it for this time, folks. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.